Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Kill him. Absolutely killing me.
Allergies, they've got me.
Yes,
driving
that is,
me nuts.
I lose my voice as the show goes along if you pay close attention because of that.
See, mine. So my worst is when I first wake up in the morning. It takes me to be upright for like 2 hours before everything drains out of my this area. And then I feel good. It's the mornings that are the worst or when it...
Drains out of my area. Drains out of my... The listener can't hear that she's motioning to her head.
My face in my head.
Yeah,
but
drains out of this area right down here, and then I feel good.
Yeah, I wake up, it's all stuck in my chest or my nose, and yeah.
That isn't exactly what I was talking about, but yes, I do have that, and I am feeling that. So yes, that is killing me.
Okay.
It's the cigarettes, Maisley.
Maisley?
The dog process is continuing with the adoption agency, and they're sending me photographs of dogs that will be coming up to the to our area in looking to be adopted. And they've shown me five. They sent me five different dogs. Scott, you can see I've shown Laura, right? Look at there's a Molly lookalike right there. Look at these guys. Look at these dogs. Watch this little guy right here. Watch. Look at that little guy. My point is every single one of them is a dog I want to take home.
Oh, who says you have to get one?
No, I'm not. I can't do two. I can't do two.
See, now hold on.
I know what you're going to say.
It's like having two kids.
You have no idea what I'm going to say. They say, and I went through this, one night I came home from band practice. My ex-wife, we had lost all the dogs that we had, and...
What do you mean you lost them?
They passed on and everything. Wanted to wait a while. And I came home real quick and she was looking at our website and she goes, what do you think? And I'm like, fine.
Did you not care? Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I thought there was one. I didn't realize there was two.
I was working on the TV. Yeah.
Julius and Jenny.
So you got two.
Jenny and Julius.
Julius and Jillian.
How did you even know that?
Because she is friggin' amazing.
Wow.
There's a two black dogs.
So, sure enough, they went and picked them up and they got the two of them. Everybody at first said, oh my God, they kept each other busy. The two of them,
they snuggle with each other.
They did everything together. And as soon as they got out of the kennel, she always bit him because he obviously had bugged her enough in there.
Yeah.
It did make things easier.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're a one dog family at this point. But anyway, it's a tough choice. Just looking at them, like all four or five that they said are just adorable. Like, wow, how can we not have that at our home? You know.
But I mean, I think you should look into getting more than one because I mean, pick the ones that you don't pick get put down.
No, they don't. They don't. They
some
get a
dog.
No,
they do.
Don't. No, okay. You know what? There's very, very. I gotta think that there's way fewer doing that now because people are adopting all the time.
I understand, but you gotta remember, down south. Everybody's blanket.
Let me tell you something.
Everybody is having unprotected sex.
I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with the South and their treatment of dogs. I'm absolutely. The more I learn.
So what are they supposed to do?
I don't
after
know.
A while, they don't have enough room.
I'm just saying. Up here in New England, I think that doesn't happen. I want to think that. So just please let me think that.
Okay.
Okay.
You stay in your world. So. Because I know people that were I said I wanted to hold off, and then the adoption agency said, well, if some of these dogs are not taken by a certain time, they will have to be put down.
I have not heard that from anybody. And what gets me about what you're doing is we're doing something good, and you're trying to shame me into not doing more. And I know you're not really trying to shame me, but
no,
really,
I'm just
people
saying,
do that.
There's no reason why. I mean, you have a nice, beautiful house that two dogs could live there and have just, an
Scotty,
amazing
you're
life.
Not hearing me.
I am hearing you.
You're not hearing me.
I am hearing you.
Am I right, Laura? He's basically saying, well, you should take two. Like doing one isn't enough. Like,
it's
I'm
enough.
Not a good person.
It is enough.
You know what somebody did? Somebody online, I wrote that I showed a picture of a dog, and they were like, I said, it was adorable. It was, you know, not for, you know, wasn't the right dog for us. And she said, if it was adorable, why didn't you take it? I'm like, because there's a lot of factors. She's like, well, you should have taken it. She's actually giving me shit.
Well, you
because
probably...
I didn't adopt the dog. She thought I should adopt any dog.
Well, that, a lot of people feel that way in about the, you don't have to look for, like, you don't have to interview a dog, that you can just, whatever. We did both. We looked at dogs. Dogs fell through. So our best bet for us to get, we saw a picture and just said, we'll take him. Not meeting him, not anything.
Well,
and we crossed our fingers.
You got lucky.
Good for you. We got lucky.
Good for
but
you.
We also did the training and stuff that they recommend. We adopted the dog, and within a week, we were at training classes. And,
yeah, we'll do that. And, of course, we'll
and we
do
that.
That.
But and it wasn't a dog that was fostered. He came right up. Into New or
we are dealing with fostered dogs, so there is some knowledge of the dog.
Okay.
So if the dog is not good around other animals, we can't
you know
do
that.
It. We
yep.
can't do it. So if you tell me the dog gets anxious around other animals and gets aggressive, then, you know, for those reasons, I'm out. And I don't need somebody online giving me shit over it, because that's the choice that we have to make. That's what's right for us and our family. It, no matter what you do, man, you get somebody who's screaming at you because it's not what they want.
What I think, I just
and that's
think,
what you did.
I just think, no, if you got, what if you found two dogs that were related?
You're going to keep going. When we found Molly, there was another dog in the kennel that was her sister.
And you didn't take them both?
Again, the whole shaming thing.
Okay, all right.
Like, I got to feel, like, I don't feel bad enough.
Well, no, I mean, if you walked into an adoption agency and you were adopting a kid.
You didn't want to give your dog any food because she shit on your chair.
He shit on my chair. And you know what? First
and you
off,
didn't want to feed it. So don't talk to
me about
treating a dog.
No. Now, you're just, again, saying stuff that's not true.
Listen, I give it right back to him. Mm-hmm.
What is happening here is I did not give him any extra treats because the law says three meals,
so
water. I was not giving him any extra treats because he was not a good boy.
Okay.
And second of all, I want to slightly change it a little bit. So you and Val decide, I want to adopt a kid. Okay, you guys, you know, you fly somewhere, bang, you walk in and you go, listen.
Don't do that.
I got a brother and a sister. Two brothers, two sisters. You gonna take only one? No. You know why? Because you're good people.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're good
why?
People that are gonna adopt a dog. Okay, we're good people that we're gonna adopt a dog.
One.
Let's just leave it at that.
All right.
Okay. I don't need a pound. I don't need, you know, just a dog. That's it.
Because I'm telling you right now.
I'm not a bad guy because I didn't pick the first dog that I saw that I fell in love with. Because I would have, I fall in love with every dog.
And what you guys are telling me, you know, Diego is 15, 16. He's not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
That's Amy's dog, Amy's boy. But I can tell you right now, of all the horror stories and some of the hoops that you guys are telling me, that... I hope Amy realizes that when it comes time that we better get a freebie because I'm not going to go take a bunch of classes. I'm not going to go and they got to check out your property.
Put up a fence.
Put up a fence.
Now, mind you, that's not been my experience.
No.
But that's what we found out was out there.
Yeah.
That was not Laura's experience. You know, the absolutely ludicrously, how much would you pay a year to keep this dog alive?
That was
questions.
No, we had a tour of the house. They checked on our backyard to make sure we were all fenced in. They talked to each kid to make sure they knew.
And what if you weren't fenced in? Would you not get the dog?
No, they wanted to know our plans for the dog. And
what if you said, I want to use an electric fence?
I don't know. It didn't come to that because we had a fence in backyard.
Right.
But they interviewed the kids to make sure they knew, you know, a pet is a responsibility, and as you know, they looked in each of their bedrooms and said, you know, when you have, you can't let stuff lie on your floor when you have
just,
a dog.
Because
the
stuff that
we
know.
It's crazy that first off, I live near a busy road. My yard isn't, but guess what? Diego goes on a leash. We take Diego for walks when he goes out to go to the bathroom. Are we not good pet?
You are.
Some of it I just
no,
go. Are you serious?
Everything you said is they're fine with it. You're going out with the dog. You're good to go. You're good to go. All right. So anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to get into that, but I didn't also expect to be persecuted. But you know, sometimes you just got to fight back. Why don't you take two dogs, three dogs? Look at you.
I didn't say three.
God, you're killing me over here. I did have something for the 24/7.
Did we lose a guy?
I don't know. His book's here, so he's somewhere.
Maybe in the bathroom. Who knows?
Must be prune juice day. I love it. Professionally, I got to work around prune juice day. You need him to do what he's supposed to do, and he's out drinking a gallon of prune juice so you can flush the carburetor. He openly talks about
he
it.
Does.
It's not
he
like,
does.
You know, not breaking any rules. I did have an Ask the Buzz. I did have an Ask the Buzz. It was pretty good. And I think he said that he wanted us to do it on the 24/7 and not on the air.
Yeah, because I got an Ask the Buzz yesterday and I want to read it on Monday on the air because it was.
Where the heck is good. It? Yeah, here it is. All right, so I'm going to do this. This is an Ask the Buzz that a guy wrote. I'm not going to use any names, obviously, but he wanted us to do it on this segment so that he could listen to it and maybe as many people wouldn't suspect that it was who they are. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. the on-air audience is larger, but this is not small. The podcast, we get some numbers here, just so you are aware, all right? Creci, I have a big moral dilemma on my hands. I need some advice. I stepped outside of my house to go for a walk, and my neighbor's son pulls up across the street, just got home from work. He opens the door, and he has a bunch of stuff in his hand, says hi to me, and I notice some things fall out. Before I could even say anything, he ran into the house. So I walk over to pick up the stuff that he dropped, and I notice it was two small packages of what looked like cocaine. Now, I don't know what to do. Should I pick him up and tell him he dropped his stuff, or do I leave it and tell his mother that your son is doing cocaine? He's 21. I feel like there's no right answer here. Not getting involved, which is my first inclination, might be wrong too. This kid is technically an adult and works hard, but it's sad to think he's doing drugs. What do you think I should do? I'll go first. He's 21. Stay out of it.
I'm so with you.
Even if it's...
Now, how well do I know the parents? That's
right,
the key. That's
and how
the
well
big
do you
key.
Know the kid?
It doesn't matter. If I'm really good friend, if I'm really good friends with the parents, like good friends hang out...
You wouldn't approach
out,
the kid before the parents?
What would I say to the kid? I'm just a guy across the street. It's not my place to go up to somebody.
If you know the
go,
parents that well, you probably know the kid that well.
Okay, so what would you say? What would you say? Two little pouches of cocaine.
Listen, this all seems probably fun, and I know you're young, and you're having a good time in life, but listen, it's not something that you want to dabble in.
Hey, lady. Hey, boomer. Why don't you... shut up and mind your own business.
I just don't want to see your life fall apart.
How about you take care of your life and I'll take care of my life?
It's going to come to a point where you're going to say...
Your voice just stays the same.
Yeah, she's
it's going to come to a point where you're going to look back and say, wow, I wish I took their advice. Because even though it's fun now and you're partying and you're not even addicted, you're just doing it for fun, it might get to a point where you think, how much money did I waste on that fun? How much time did I consume or lose because I was having that fun? This seems all fun now. I'm just thinking of you in the long term. I care, you know, about what you do. I care about anybody. And it's not just because you're my neighbor. If it was any guy on the street, I'd feel the same. This isn't, you know, going to smoke a joint or a couple bong rips on a weekend. This is something that's more serious. And I'm just looking out for you, dude.
I think he really got through to him. If you said that to me I was 21, I would
because,
stop immediately right
because,
there. She said that.
You are do what you're doing is the right thing. I'm just kind of. I mean, if I really, 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 really know them and I've known them for years, I might just look at the kid and go, "Really? Will you be careful? This is stupid."
That's what I do.
But I don't. Again, I don't know.
I'm thinking of myself at 21 years old.
The blow years.
In my blow years. If it was at that point, I don't know if coming from mommy and daddy know and they're going to step in is the same as how I would feel if the stranger, the acquaintance, the neighbor came over and said something. If they're saying it like, hey, dude, listen, this is a part of your life that you're probably just going to regret at the end of it all. It's all fun and good now, but you're going to look back. And I think you listen more sometimes and then you feel like ashamed, like, oh, that person.
I don't agree with you. Okay. I would love for you to be right. I just don't know if a kid is going to listen. And I don't even know if I did anything, it would be like what Scotty said. And I'd have to know the parents and the kid really
and
well.
And that's it.
I'd go, dude, come on. Look, you dropped this. And I just, yeah, this.
You got to be careful with your blow.
You got to be careful. This is bad stuff, man. You don't know what's in here. You know, and that's what I'd say. I'd say, I just got to tell you to be careful. Now, I'm torn between whether or not I tell your parents. But you're an adult, and you can make your own decisions. You know, so I'm not gonna say anything. You're an adult.
Telling your parents. You're 21
years old. Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to tell the parents.
And you know what? At 21 years old, you didn't want some old person coming over and telling you what to do.
No, stop.
And maybe later on in life, you might look back and go, boy, I'm glad they did that. But at 21, you know everything.
I'm picturing my neighbors. Okay? Yep. But if I was really close to them, I would owe them that. If I was really close to the parents, like we were best friends, we hung out, we went on trips, blah, 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 I would owe them that. And, you know, maybe they already know. I don't know. But, yeah, that's a tough spot. But I'm not gonna say anything to the kid, I don't think, because he's an adult.
Yeah.
And if they're just my neighbors, maybe I say, I don't know. I'm torn, but I'm not.
I would have run across the street, and I don't know, I probably would just, like, I can understand if they're, like, an old couple, and they drop a trip, but I'm probably not getting involved. I'm not.
How do you know he's not selling it? And two, there's a whole other thing, the paranoid part of me.
We all have bills.
Yeah, we do have bills to pay. It's a tough spot. It's a tough spot to be in. For me, it largely depends on my relationship with the parents, you know?
Yeah.
Once you start lecturing a 21-year-old, you've lost, I think.
And you have to know, they're not listening to you.
Later.
I don't know if they'll listen to their parents, but at that point, they might
listen to you.
It depends on who I am in their life.
You're just the lady next door.
I don't think they'd listen to me. I don't think any 21-year-old would listen to me unless I was really, really close to them and knew them growing up, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'd have, I don't know. But good luck. That's a tough situation.
Yeah.
Tough situation. Good luck. Can you let us know? I would love, I so many times we just go
Greg
unfulfilled.
Greg wants the actual address.
No, I just want to know what happened. You know what I mean? How did you decide to handle it? You know, I mean, I'd sell that blow. I'd get back on the street and I'd mule it. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. I don't know. That's a tough spot. I wish you well. I would be like, just another thing I got to deal with, you know?
Yep.
I don't want to deal with anything else.
No. I don't even know if I'd say anything if it was my kids. I don't want that.
You know what? I don't think I'd say anything either if it was your kids. That's not funny, Laura. That's not funny. Let me know if you find Kelly Brown out there somewhere on a turlet. Tell him we said hi. That's all we have time for.
Don't worry, we got
everybody.
It, Kelly.
We will see you coming up tomorrow. Thanks for hanging with us on The Buzz 24/7.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.